Hi, this is Bono.
And I'm Oscar.
And we're on a mission to make a definitive list
of the top 100 music videos of all time. Welcome to Podcast Kill the Video Star.
Oh,
this feels like a radio show. What's the name of Delilah? Is that her name?
Yeah, hi. Delilah.
This is welcome Delilah. To the radio show, Delilah.
Delilah on the coast.
Welcome to Delilah Kill the Video Star.
You're listening to a podcast that could also have a video component.
Yeah, speak on that, Mono. Speak on that.
Let's.
For a second.
We have been going through it, woo! And we want y'all to know that this is actually really fun for us. I'm enjoying the drama of this.
Me too. And yeah, it's drama, girl. It's drama.
It is drama because we're like trying to put our video on YouTube as part of like a reaction review video, and then they're taking it down. So we're pursuing. We're in talks with a lot of major media distributors.
There's a lot of interest for our podcast, and so yeah. We're weighing our options, figuring it out. So there is still going to be a video component of this podcast. We are not sure where it's going to live, but if you follow us on Podcast Kill the Video Star on Instagram, you will definitely know where to find us.
And you will find out if this is going to live on Vimeo. Maybe it'll stay on YouTube.
Maybe.
Or where else might we go?
On OnlyFans, baby! This might be an OnlyFans affair.
This is not a joke. We have fully secured OnlyFans.
Bitch.
We are not joking, bitch. Look at how fucking copyright claim you look.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah, a music video podcast is tricky, especially when we're like live reacting to it. But you can also listen to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Like that is still intact.
That's intact. Like, that's alive.
Yep. If you listen to us on Spotify, it's going to be on Spotify. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, that's going to be on Apple Podcasts. So
that's the tea. That's the tea. And honestly, guys, like give us some love because we are truly fighting the powers that be to bring you stupid entertainment. Like we are getting in fights with giant execs at Warner Media Enterprises for you. For you. So wish us luck.
Wish us luck. Let us know. Leave a 5-star review. It would honestly help a lot.
It honestly helps this copyright claim issue. If you rate and review us on the Apple Podcast, wherever you listen to pods, etc., wherever this becomes a video.
Exactly.
But
now that the business is out of the way, let's get into the fun. Mono, are you ready to dissect 3 music videos today so the winner of this can then be placed in the top 100 music videos of all time?
Which, as y'all know, is decided by your Instagram likes on the posts that are living on that Instagram with the same name as this pod.
Yes. And also, the votes have been trickling in for the past couple of episodes, and we love all y'all's takes.
Mm-hmm. Give us more. You want more? I'll give you more. All right. Okay.
So here is my first video. This is my pick, my nomination. It is an artist that I absolutely adore. You might know her. Her name is Solange Knowles.
Yes.
She is Beyonce's little sister. And a true artist.
Incredible. She's incredible. And she's the best person in the world at stuff. Next to her sister. But you know what I mean? Like, and I think we've talked about this in the past, but like, what a burden to be absolutely and fucking credible and your sister is still Beyonce. That's just...
I know.
Is it great or is it annoying?
Well, what I love about Solange's whole career is that she knows her lane and stays on that lane and doesn't... Mm-hmm. She doesn't come for Beyonce's gig.
Grammatically, Beyonce's. That's the possessive of Beyonce.
Thank you, Ms. Agapian. Thank you. she stays on her lane and Beyonce does her thing and Solange does a very different thing. So that's how they can both coexist, you know? But I've always been a fan of Solange. I've always loved everything she's ever done. This will not be the only Solange video that will be featured on this podcast, because I think most of her music videos are gold and a work of art. And I had a hard time deciding which one I wanted to feature first, but the video that we're talking about today is called Cranes in the Sky. Have you heard this song before or seen this video?
I have seen this video and I heard the song. It's great. It's great.
It's so good.
It's very it's so good. Ethereal and wild and free. And like you said, she is like an old lady driving home on Sunday. She stays in her lane. She's not going.
Yes.
She's not veering at all.
Love that. Love that. A couple of fun facts about Cranes in the Sky. It was directed by Alan Ferguson, who is her husband. And if y'all didn't know, their wedding pictures are off the motherfucking chain. Manu, have you seen their wedding pictures?
No.
I mean... You got homework to do. You know what? I'm just tired. I'm just tired.
Bitch, me too. I'm just tired of you being so tired.
I'm tired of you being so tired.
Your look is tired. I just think your look is tired.
Well, your whole essence is tired. How about that?
Well, right now, you are coming into the workroom in a mini skirt thinking you are something special.
I'm not gagging.
I'm maybe at the stench, but I am not gagging. You so,
is that a Raja quote?
Yes.
That moment, though, is why she might be doing All Stars next.
She
season.
Might be.
She might be. Who knows? We'll see. We will see.
She
we
might be. Okay, talk to me. Let's watch it.
So, yeah, let's watch it. This was shot in October. This was released October 2nd, 2016. And it's for her A Seat at the Table album, which is incredible. And that's all I'm going to say. Let us just watch this video and enjoy.
Okay. Okay, you want to do a 3-2-1 work?
Yes, let's do it.
Three, two, one, work.
Work!
Putting it a little low in the mix so it's not too obtrusive.
That's right.
She's immediately wearing the largest pink tapestry.
Oh, it's beautiful. Every frame is a still, yes. I would see at a museum. Look at the fashions. Look at that.
True. I mean, she's wearing leaves. She's wearing nudes.
She's wearing yarn.
She's in a stunning puddle of gorgeous women.
But look at how beautiful this woman is.
You know, controversial.
Excuse me?
I just think...
Oh, what?
No. I was going to say controversial colon.
Finish that statement, please.
Who is more beautiful, her or her sister?
Oh, well, that's... My God, that's like apples and freaking tennis balls. What?
I just think they're both so gorgeous, and there's no need to compare them, which is why I need to shush.
Damn, you're just an evil producer.
Oh my God.
It's like asking the drag queen girls who should go home and why.
I have an answer.
And what's your answer?
I'm immediately like, milk! Milk! I did not feel nothing genuine from her. So these women are wearing the craziest dress in the world.
Yes. Interesting that you said dress singular, because that's exactly what it is.
There's eight women in a dress that is connected by tubes. And I can't help but think what it was like when they shopped for that dress.
You think they found it at a thrift store, or it was made for them, or...
Charlotte Russe.
Look at this. She's also... What I love about her is... Okay, so she directed this with her husband, Alan Ferguson. And she's, like, not just a visionary artist, but she's also a choreographer. And I love the artistry that she's doing. Look at this movement. It's absolutely beautiful.
It really reminds me of Indian folk dancing. There's, like, a type of Indian folk dancing called Ektal, which is, like, really gaggy and very, like, rhythmic. And It's very interesting.
Studied. Oh, she studied.
She's, you know, she studied. You know, she did her homework. She studied.
Okay.
Yeah, she did. Okay. Picked up a book.
book.
The, and it was like one fish, two fish. So
actually, true story, that was the first book I ever read in English.
Wow.
One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. Shout out to Dr. Seuss for teaching me English.
I love that. Well, and that was yesterday you read that book?
That was this morning, bitch.
So Solange is like atop this terracotta Joshua tree.
A little Star Wars-y. He does give me a little Star Wars vibe.
Very Tatooine fantasy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she knows her Star Wars.
She knows a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. I feel like I am directly related to Watto. Like, I am...
You motherfucker, stop it. The bitch is referencing the fucking prequels. I knew a
Boba
bitch would.
Fanta.
I knew a bitch would.
Truly, my uncles look like Watto.
Damn.
That's the tea. So Solange is in a greenhouse, dancing poetically beautifully.
God, she's and so perfect. Ooh, what is the best look? What's her best outfit?
I love the pink. The pink river of fabric is my favorite.
Yes. The puffy sort of jacket look?
Yeah. What's yours?
Yes, I love it. I like that like gold tinsel sort of dress that she's like moving around in the desert.
Yes.
It's like gorgeous. It's so beautiful the way it moves. Oh, stunning. But I also liked her in that like pink plastic bag look where she's carrying a bag of like cube foam.
Yeah, my god. I like the leaves dress too, and that note that was just hit, my lord.
I mean, few can do it. Few can
wow.
do it.
Wow. Gag.
So, what do you think? What do you think? First impressions off the bat.
I mean, it's stunning. It's incredible. It's almost too much art. It's too much art because I can't tell you what this is about. Because there's so many interesting, different things happening.
Yeah.
But my.
But if I had to force you to tell me what the narrative thread here, what the premise of this music video was, what would you tell me?
This is the story of a girl's weekend that went very weird. This is a girl's weekend. It was supposed to be a bachelorette party. And then everyone was like, wait, should we just like get in a pile and kind of relax? That's what I think this music video is about. What do you think?
Oh my god. Well, I think it's about the idea. Well, in terms of, does the video match the song?
Oh yeah, it
doesn't. I think 100% yes, because the song is about feeling trapped and feeling alone. Feeling mm-hmm. like a man did not do her right. And
yeah.
then feeling free. So I think that video encapsulates the idea of her being alone, solitary. Those shots where she's just, those aerial shots where it's like a lot of empty space and
yeah.
her just moving around. In heavy contrast with her being in a group and how joyful that feels. I mean, that dress, that like eight-person, the human centipede dress that she has on,
yeah.
like truly encapsulates that idea of being part of a community, being part of a group. And I think that idea really, really, really goes well with the song. What about you?
That is interesting. See, I'm so dumb that I just thought it was like...
Facts.
I thought it was just like, wait, should we buy this eight lady dress? Wouldn't it be so cute? Like, there's eight of us and like this dress is here, so like we should buy it, right?
she's so simple.
I want to say, I just had a thought, because like you mm-hmm. know, music videos have tropes in them, and I just thought of a little stupid segment I'm gonna call Trope or Nope.
Ooh, love that. It's canon now. You heard it here first, folks. It's canon.
She's dumb, but she can make up a gimmick. And so Trope or Nope, we'll talk about a trope in music videos. And maybe you see one and you tell me if it deserves to be a trope or nope, it's gotta gope. You know what I mean?
Oh, I like that. And then we look at each video and we see if the trope is being honored in each video.
True.
So for me, the trope that I see in a lot of music videos that I didn't see in this one is product placement. Just like shameless
product placement
in their music videos. I think it's necessary. You know, I think people are watching music videos less now and they got to make money somehow. So they have to, it's now music videos slash commercials. I know it's like a little bit annoying, but it's a necessary evil. So I say it's a trope. What about you?
You have to. Oh, I love those. I love those. Gaga's the queen of those. And
yes.
I will talk, but the telephone video with the Miracle Whip. I think I've yelled at you about this before, but like she does this.
And the hand jive.
She does this like hand jive and eat a sandwich, which is so fucking gaggy. Bad romance. A trope I miss is fisheye lens.
Oh, yeah. Remember? That used to be a big-ass deal back in the day.
I can't stand the rain. Remember?
Oh, my God. That's got to be in this podcast.
We hope so.
Just counting the days,
Count.
So that's a trope that you want to see. Okay, so fisheye lens was not honored in this music video.
I think insane haute couture is a trope, and it's in this video.
Yes, 100%. Fashions. But I think this video works as just stills. Like, every shot is a museum, like, art, like, piece. It's just so beautiful, so stunning, so magnificent. I love it. What do you think was the moment in this music video?
For me, the moment is the dress.
The human centipede dress.
Human centipede dress is the moment for me. How about you? Mm-hmm. That to me is it.
For me, there's tons of moments, but for me, the moment is when she is on top of that like weird Tatooine Star Wars house, because you're like, is this house even real? It just feels so bizarre, like science fiction. And her just like moving so peacefully on top of it. It is so beautiful. This video is just stunning. It's beautiful.
It's a gag.
It's great. I love it. That's my nomination.
Okay, work. I love it. Solange, you are not living in the shadow of anyone else's dream.
No.
She's doing
her own damn thing.
You have your own fantasy. You are, I honor you. I honor you. You are pussy.
Mm-hmm. She's thriving.
She's thriving. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good one. That's a brave one. Have you ever done a lip sync to a Solange song?
I've wanted to. There's a couple of songs that are on my list.
Yeah.
But for me, like, to honor a Solange song, especially a song from Seat at the Table, like, I also need my Osmonauts, my little crew in there, and we need to choreograph something real cute, real fun.
I would love that.
Yeah, I need my squad with me when I.
I love the Osmonauts. I'll make you the dress.
I have people that do that for me.
Okay.
Have you made a dress before?
I don't know if the customer service crew at Ross Dress for Less counts as people.
Damn, shading Ross employees. How dare you?
Wow. I'm shady cunt. So here's my nomination for the week. You know I'm trash. You know I'm Euro trash.
Mm-hmm. She's very that.
And this is a fantastic group. They're from Russia, and they create wild, fun, crazy videos. They just released one called Suck My Dick 2020.
Okay, what?
Which I almost played, but I enjoy this one more as a video and as a song.
Okay.
And they're called Little Big. The song is called Skibbity. And
I know about Little Big.
You know about Little Big.
I know a little about Little Big because they competed in this year's Eurovision, which was canceled because of the pandemic, but they had a fucking bop called Uno.
Yes,
that music video
Uno.
Is unbelievable, but like they were one of the favorites. They were
they're incredible. Good. Uno is great, and their trope or nope, I think, is clearly like dumb choreography. I'll call it dumb choreography. You know what I mean? This is the trope we're going with, and you'll see it in this music video.
Okay, let's take a look.
Let's
ready?
Go.
Count us down.
Yes, 3, 2, 1. Work.
Okay, branding, branding. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Dumb choreo.
Okay, what? I'm unsettled. What?
I mean, okay. This is incredible. Oh my god. What's happening? So, if you're not watching this, a man is doing a very strange cross punch dance, and so are animals, dancers, men in wigs, and then there's another component to this choreography that is basically a knockoff Macarena.
I mean, it is, it's one of those things that are, that's like simple, but hard to, like, yes. Once you learn it, you're gonna have to learn it, but once you learn it, it's gonna be super, super simple.
It is super, the choreography's strange, because it's a cross punch and also like a little
side hop?
Yeah, it's like a ham hock raise. Okay, now there's a man washing
himself.
This
guy's hot. This guy's super hot. Oh, I hate it. I hate that I just said that, because
he's so your type.
He's so like, whatever. He's such a brand of man. But I'm so into it.
And he's wearing this loose white trouser boxers, which do not look good on me.
It doesn't look good on our body type. You need to be tall and skinny.
Right.
To rock those like droopy drawer look.
Right, and now we're in a view because we are what Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. That is what we offer.
We diaper bottom babies. Okay.
That's what happens if we put on those. Okay, so now the song is still going, but we're in this weird world where
the song is not going. The video's still going, but the song just stopped.
Yes. These gangs are facing each other while doing the strange choreography. Another member of Little Big and their punk crew is doing the choreography. And they all have a look. They all have a very signature look. And his is like clown face lips.
Like, you don't see this kind of stuff in America, I don't think. Not anymore. I think this is like very Euro.
Yes.
All of this
is
so European.
And I love it. I love it. I genuinely love the song. I love the creative risks. There's Muppets. There's bad dances. We've committed to the stupid dance.
Also, it's self-aware. It's like, we know that this song is dumb. We know that this choreography is very stupid. But we're gonna sell it to you.
Now we have a Godzilla.
Okay, wait, what?
Doing the choreography skyscrapers pulse. Woo. I mean,
and the toad. Ooh, bitch. Okay, wow. Okay, I just saw a lot. That was
That is a lot. That's a whole lot of video. To quote Miss Knowles, my name's Little Big, and I'm a whole lot of video. Okay, so that is wild and fun.
Yes. What? That's really fun.
What is that video about, Oscar?
Okay, so we live in a world, we live in a world where people are compulsed to do the skibidi dance, right?
Skibidi.
And that's just part of their everyday life. Sometimes it works, like when they get in bed, because it is sort of like a sort of sexual dance. But sometimes it doesn't work when you want to take a shot of vodka, I assume, is what the guy bought at the store.
Yes, and he was pouring it all over his face.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not great, you know what I mean? The reasons for it, you know, I'm going to treat the skibidi like a disease, you know, they're in the middle of a pandemic, and you don't want to catch it. So at the end of the video, turns out the whole world has it.
Wow.
And they're fine with it.
Wow.
What's your take on the video?
That's dark. I love it. I would say this is a city filled with posers and they all want to be cool. So it's similar but different. But I just imagine this is like Poseropolis and everyone's just constantly trying to be cool. So they're doing the skibidi dance. You know what I mean?
And yeah. And to you, the skibidi dance is cool? Because it most patently is not cool at all. It's like,
but that's why it's cool. Skibidi.
She knows.
I wish I knew it. I wish I knew it. It's like, I wish I knew it. Isn't it? It's like, I don't know it. It's like, dibbity, ba, ba, ba. Dibbity, ba, ba, ba. It's, okay, I'm getting there.
Okay, keep trying. Keep trying.
The point is, trying. Oscar, what is the moment? Hate you.
The moment in the music video. There's a lot of weird moments, but I gotta say, the thing that got me laughing is the weird break in the middle, specifically those girls holding the cats in a circle. It was for a what the fuck video, because this is very much a what the fuck video.
Yes.
That moment was truly the most what the fuck moment in the what the fuck video.
Yeah.
What do you think was the moment in the video?
God, I think it's the... This is so hard for this one. I think it's Godzilla. I don't know.
The surprise at the end?
I don't know why. Or maybe it's animals with teeth. I can't tell. One of those is really is really important to me. Does the music match the video?
Yes, very much so. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I can't... Every time I hear the song, which will be probably a couple of times, the song was a bop. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a cute song.
It's one of those cheesy like earworm songs that will get stuck in your head. But I will never be able to separate the song from the music video. They go hand in hand to me.
That's true. That's the experience. And they've in my mind, they've accomplished something very hard to do, which is this music video is trying hard. But I think it succeeded.
I think you're right. Again, I think it's that self-awareness of like, they're not taking themselves too seriously. Even though they look, here's the thing, they all look sort of badass in a weird way. Like the lead singer and the woman, they're both like, they both look pretty serious. They look hardcore. But then when they do the silly choreography, not only do you like fall in love with them, but you're like, okay, they're in on the joke too.
Yes, they're having fun. They're in on the joke. They're stupid, and you're in love with the tall, tattoo skeleton.
And I don't like that. That's the thing. It's like I don't like that. I don't like that. I find him attractive. But you know what?
I think you should. I get it. I think
the heart wants what it wants. I think he's very sexy. Those tattoos. Oof.
It's interesting.
You got tattoos? If you look like that dude, hit me up. Listen, I'm single, so
go for it.
I'm being shameless about it.
Advertise.
Hit me up. You know what? Just hit me up. Period. How about that?
I love it, and I wish I liked guys with any edge. I like.
Gene has edge. What are you talking about?
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
But so no, he doesn't. Like, and I say that with love. Like, he's just I tend to like a guy who's truly like just looks like what hot boys looked like in the 90s. You know, just like kind of like hairless, kind of like boyish, like that kind of like Lawrence brother look.
Oh my lord.
Which I'm in
Matthew
I'm also,
Lawrence specifically.
I'm very embarrassed by, but it's my truth.
It's your trope.
That's my
trope. The
bitch
got her own trope.
okay,
all right,
so we
well,
have
I love
one
that
more.
Video. I'm a fan of this video. It was good.
Me too.
It was really fun. Thank you for showing me.
Of course.
I mean, and the other thing that I'll say it is very, very, very Euro. Very Euro
it's so
trash.
Euro.
Very
it's
much
so...
your vibe.
I love that. I live for it. And we're going to see a lot more Euro trash. And we're just going to because that's what
I'm
I
excited
like.
For this journey. Because honestly, I don't know a lot of Euro trash. It's not in my wheelhouse, you know?
Good.
So I'm going to send you the link.
So we're watching now our Yas-worthy.
Yas-worthy. Exactly. It's a video that is in the public consciousness, especially now. And we are talking about Lady Gaga's latest music video for 911.
Oh, I love it. I love.
Now, you've seen this music video, I assume. A lot of people have.
Yes, I have.
It was fun. All over.
It is a gag. I love the song. I love the meme moment happening with our Chromatica 2 into 911.
Yes. There's a bunch of memes there's also the TikTok 911 challenge where the people slam their heads on things.
See, I miss that because I'm old. What?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, it was a thing. I mean, you know, whatever. TikTok is a weird void of randomness, but.
Love it. And I'll say it. I've said it before. My favorite. I mean, there's so many. All the memes are fun. With the Chromatica into 911. our current election gave us some incredible ones.
Yes.
With Pennsylvania and Georgia flipping.
Yes.
Anything related to Drag Race, I live for.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of them are, like, usually, like, Ben de la Creme sending herself home.
Right, right. I mean, these memes were done by gay people.
They're done by gay people, because
it's
Gaga...
It's inherently gay. And Gaga, you know, is queer as fuck, so, you
queer
know.
Queer as fuck.
She's queer culture, you know, to bring
she
that
really
word
is.
Back again.
She really
she's
is.
Queer culture. Okay, so some fun facts about 911. This was released on September 25th, 2020. So this is our latest entry. Very yes worthy. Interesting that it wasn't released on 9/11, but... you know, that's fine, too. I feel like that was a missed opportunity.
okay, pump the brakes.
What?
You want
a video?
This...
You have a video called 911 and not release it on 9/11?
You
missed
want...
opportunity, bitch.
You want her to release her video with naked men on the National Day of Remembrance? Of?
Oh, my God. You are so stupid. You can still remember and watch a music video at the same time, all right?
The point is,
I ain't never forgetting, okay?
You know why I love this? You've never been this wrong. Like, you've never... You're usually right, and you are wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
I love this.
You are... Well,
I
are
love
stupid.
This. Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
Okay, whatever,
this
wrong.
Was directed by... Tarsem Singh.
Okay.
If you can believe it. Do you know who he is?
No, I don't.
Bitch, you do know who he is. He is a legendary filmmaker. He directed Jennifer Lopez, The Cell.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, fun story about The Cell really quick was I never got to watch that movie because I went with my older sister, who's 16 years older, and she started crying at the first scene where a baby gets a demon face. So we had to leave the movie to go watch The Clumps, Nutty Professor 2.
No! Okay, well that's... Okay, I like that one too. But The Cell, I mean, was really transformative in my... to me, I was like, oh, this is the height of art.
Yes.
Know, when I saw it. And Tarsem Singh is very... He also did The Fall. He's made a bunch of TV. He's prolific. He's a prolific director.
I love.
See a lot of that DNA in this music video.
Love.
And the song is actually about Lady Gaga's admittance to taking antipsychotic pills.
Oh.
So it's her.
That.
Yeah, it's.
Oh,
it's,
no.
So we'll see if that's reflected in this music video. So
yes.
Let's start it. Yeah.
Yes, you bitch.
Okay.
I'm excited. Okay, we're gonna do a 3-2-1 work.
Okay.
3-2-1 work.
White Sands. Already Tarsem Singh DNA. I'm like, okay.
I mean, he loved that. I've only seen the first 5 minutes of The Cell, and I remember sand being there.
He loves the sand.
He loves sand. Oh my God, we're in Chromatica too. We're on the ground. That's not. Oh, no, panda. No, the mask needs to cover your nose and mouth, Gaga. Wow.
It's a well-meaning mask, but not effective.
Not effective. So she's walking through the deserts with blue hair and a.
Oh, and
very...
Zorro's there.
Oh no, Zorro.
Very Zorro.
Very Zorro. She's in the deserts. Uh-oh.
Okay, this is the TikTok challenge I was telling you about. The slamming and then the perspective of it changing.
A man is slamming his head into a pillow. And here, this is another Gaga thing. Very handography.
Yes! Very, like, abrupt hand.
Yes! Oh,
you see it in all her videos.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I would say this has a lot of Lady Gaga DNA in it. It's that you
it
have
does.
The fashion-forward moment. I mean, trope.
Yes,
right?
Yes. This is awesome, and this
is great. I
this
want this
person
outfit.
Is so gorgeous. This
yes,
muscle.
Everyone is
man.
Gorgeous.
Really gorgeous. My biggest.
Okay, here's the thing.
Me.
When I first heard this song, I did not like it. Confession, I did not like the
you
song.
You can confess.
But then when I watch the music video, and that's what music videos do to me. It makes me either hate the song even more or just obsessed with it. Oh, there it
yes,
is.
Yes, there it is.
And I like the song now because of this music video.
I love it. I love how weird Gaga's willing to look. Just, she will pull off anything. She doesn't always need to look gorgeous. She is gorgeous, but she doesn't need to be. Oh, she's incredible. She's
tethered.
A balloon. She is a balloon, and a man is holding on to her by a string. I mean, you can't.
And pulling her down.
Describing the visuals is almost impossible.
It's a because there's too much. That's the thing. There's a lot to look at.
There's like a Vatican nurse wearing a giant white garb.
I want that outfit so bad.
I love that. She's wearing a giant head satellite of red fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
I love the song immediately because, you know, I don't need much. I don't need much. All I need is a little bit of a BPM and I'm in. Okay, we're getting... that's all I need. We're getting some images.
This contemporary modern dance hand.
Very her. Now...
This look!
She's now in...
She looks like a fashion xenomorph.
Totally. Like Power Rangers meets...
Yes.
Basquiat. And
it's so beautiful. Oh,
it's
my
stunning.
Gosh.
And now... And there's so
much money did this video cost? Oh my god, it must be so expensive.
There's so much religious Catholic iconography mixed with...
I mean, also mixed with Armenian culture. I mean, the reason why it's so topical is because of the Armenian genocide that's currently happening.
Yes, yes. The horrible situation in Artsakh. And so she... A man we're getting... we're in a new reality. Oh. She's on a stretcher. She's getting defibrillated.
This paramedic has so much makeup on his face. It's already, I'm like, fantasy. This fantasy.
That is true. So now Gaga's giving a shocking, stunning performance.
Alley-worthy performance.
Alley-worthy performance. I heard that this was like the first take or...
Wow.
Or something like that. I remember hearing that somewhere online. We're seeing truly the images, the people from this dream sequence now in a real life situation.
Oh,
bam!
There it is. There's our little trope. And you called it earlier. You're like, Lady Gaga is synonymous with product placement, and she did not disappoint.
I forgot that's in this. I forgot that that's in this video. Like, I love that after all of this art, after all of this, like, true art for art's sake, she's like, oh, by the way, LG.
The very last, she squeezed it in at the very last second. Now, did she pick LG because it stands for Lady Gaga?
Yes. I can confirm. Look, she needed some coin. She needed a sponsor, and she was like, I'm going to do everything I want to do before we get to your thing. Before we get to the
sponsor. That music video was not cheap, and she knew it. And she was like, listen, I can have other people pay for this.
Totally.
And LG came through.
They fucking did. Mm-hmm. Wow. I love
that video. So, break it down for me, Mano. Come on. What is this music video about?
Well, I mean, they kind of spell it out, you could argue. You could, you know, that like... You could argue it's right there. You could argue that this is the story of the panic. Oh, this is Dream of Real. Now, I will tell you one thing. That song will never be featured on this podcast.
We're going to have guests soon, so you never know.
If someone has a vendetta and they want to make me watch that, I will... I will laugh,
artist? I don't even remember who sings that song.
Ew. Someone, like some college rock nonsense. What was I saying? So this is the story of... To me, it seems very clear that it is the story of the panic, trauma, adrenaline-induced stupor one goes into after getting in a car wreck. And all the images that are from... The real life have found a way into her sort of waking nightmare dream in those moments. That's what I am going to be brave and say this is about. What do you think this is about?
So bold, so brave. You know, I commend you for that, Mona. Really speaking your mind there.
Thank you.
I think it's also pretty, you know, it's one of those music videos that's treated like a short film where at first you're like, what is going on? And then at the end of it, they're like, okay, here's the gag. Here's the real gag. Turns out she was in a bicycle accident. She was riding her bike, cut her ankle. Look, cut her ankle. She did cut her ankle. She like something, broke or something.
Yeah, Bowie break.
And then she went into like this weird shock dream state where she was manifesting images from real life. Mm-hmm. Into her dream state, and then she comes to, and then there's a reveal.
Yeah,
pretty simple, pretty straightforward, but again, beautiful,
stunning,
really nice.
And the fact stunning, that they
as I, only a Lady Gaga video can
truly the fact that they went to the effort of putting the pieces together, like if it were any lesser artist,
you'd stop. Sorry, stop. Oh no, never mind, keep going.
Okay, wow, she hates my opinions. stop. No, we've had
damn,
some...
Damn, I was rude about it, wasn't I? I'm sorry.
Please no, we've had on. Some recording bumps. Yes. So, anyone else, you'd be like, ew, why? Fuck you. Why are you, like, telling me this? Like, why are you telling me this? I don't care. Like, but it's done so artfully and so art-popfully, if you will.
Because that's the name of her. Oh my god. She's a writer on TV show. I knew it.
I hate
She's
you.
Clever. She's a clever
I hate
bitch.
You. I hate you. Do you fuck
now,
with... Do you fuck...
My question...
Please. Go ahead. Do you fuck with our pop? Real quick. Do you fuck with our pop?
Actually, and then okay. So confession time. I don't really listen to a lot of Lady Gaga.
Fair.
The stuff that she releases as singles. I know her as a music video artist before I know her as a recording artist.
Okay.
Like, to me, there's something about watching her videos to get the full Gaga experience.
Yes.
Listening to a song, to me, just doesn't have the same punch for Lady Gaga. So Art Pop, I know Applause, and that's probably it because I've seen the video a bunch of times.
Right.
So,
there's some good ones. Venus.
But I think it's not a dig, and it's
DUI.
Not, you know, I think she's like a video art. I really do think that Lady Gaga lives in a video sort of medium, and it just hits different when you're just listening to her music. So
I do not agree with your life choice, but I respect it.
Thank you for calling it a life choice too.
Yes, choice.
Thank you. Now, my question to you is, does the video match the song?
Yes! That's all she had to say
Period.
About that.
Period.
Period.
Capital A. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all she had to say about that. Yeah, I think it's incredible. And that's it.
For me, I'm going to have to disrespectfully disagree with you. I don't think the song matches the video. I mean, the song is about taking antipsychotic medication. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the video really was not about that. You know, not to, you know, be harsh on the gogs. But it really wasn't about that. I was kind of expecting some sort of imagery about taking medicine. And there was really none. Uh-huh. So, I did. This video's good. The song is good. The video elevates the song, in my opinion, but I don't think they're like perfectly made for each other.
Okay.
You know, and that's what I'll say about
it. You're just difficult. You're just a difficult, difficult person.
You know, I'm just discerning. That's all. Like, I'm just critical. Okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You're very forgiving with your.
You are. Well, I will say. Stuff. I mean, if you want to be critical, why don't you start with that mug? Why don't you start?
Ah! With your mug? With pleasure. First of all.
No, too vague. First of all.
But yeah, that was our Yas-worthy video, Lady Gaga 911. We love, or we like. Where are we?
I love it. I love. Yeah. I love. It matches. For me, the moment is the reveal of her on the stretcher. That's the moment.
Okay, yeah, and her acting.
her acting, which she can do. She really can do.
She can. But I mean, we knew she could. Like, she's very much, listen, she's very much a theater girl.
Yes.
You know, let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
You know, despite all the costuming and the makeup and the, you know what I mean, the conceptual videos and albums, she's very much a girl that wants to be the lead in Cabaret. Like, that's her and that's who she is. And, you know, much respect to that. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, she's going to work hard. She works hard.
She loves to work hard. She fucking lives for it.
She brings it to the ball every time.
She does. She does. But, you know, we don't get to decide which of these three videos proceeds to the next. We don't get that choice. You get the choice. You have to go to our Instagram and you need to vote for one of these three videos, which will each have their own little picture in our feed. Mm-hmm. Vote for the one you like. Vote for the one you like, yeah. So that we can know which one proceeds.
That's right. So I want you to make your case of why you think Skibidi should be the one to win this round of Podcast Kill the Videos.
Okay. Skibidi should win because it's different. It's fresh. It represents international fish. It represents some flavor from artists who are truly creating art in an oppressive regime. I think it's fun. It's different. It's stupid. It was a lot of love went into the creation of that video, which is why I think it should make it to the next round.
Okay, fair. You know, all valid points. And I'm going to counter those points by saying that Skibidi was fun, but Cranes in the Sky is a literal work of art. So why wouldn't you want to celebrate that, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that it really does define what a music video should do. Mm-hmm. It's music. It adds to the music, right? And it doesn't distract. That's the thing. It doesn't distract. Like, Skibidi, as much as you say, you know, the video was a little bit distracting from the song. But Cranes in the Sky is a beautiful supplement. The video is a beautiful supplement to the song. And Solange is an artiste. We need to celebrate Solange because she deserves every accolade she gets. And that's why Cranes in the Sky should be your pick for the best music video of the bunch. Now, what about 911? Make a case as to why 911.
Is your book report over? Is the book report over? Are you done?
In conclusion, Mono is a whore.
911 is also a very good pick because it's Gaga. It's wonderful. It's stunning. It's Linda Evangelista. It is a model of a fantastic music video. So, I mean, I'd be hard-pressed not to also throw a recommend at it.
Listen, all three of these are really good choices. I'd be happy with any of these three advancing. Of course, I'm going to fight for My Baby, Solange. But I think they're all good. They're all great picks.
Yeah, I'm here for Skibidi, but y'all let us know what you would like to proceed to the next round. Please watch us wherever this video is. It might be on YouTube.
And definitely listen to us wherever you listen to your podcast.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Mm-hmm. And find us on Instagram because that relationship is not going away. The video, we'll see how that lives and survives. And we hope you're watching us right now doing this thing. Video only. Awesome. Well, follow us wherever you can find us. Rate, review us, because we're thirsty. Until next week.
And if we didn't mention it before, you can easily follow us on Instagram at Podcast Killed the Video. Star, all one word, all lowercase. You will find us there.
Mm-hmm. And you'll also find wherever the video is there. There'll be a hot little link to it. So stick around and find us. Yes. Okay.
Rate, review, subscribe, etc., etc. We love you.
Okay.
Give us feedback. Give us feedback. Tell us what videos should be featured on this podcast.
Yeah, but not too much.
Oops. So until then, Mono, bye.
Bye.
Oh, and guess what?
What?
We killed MTV.
I like that.